Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. I thank Adam Carolla for coming on with us for an hour. Always hysterical. And you can download that podcast. It'll be up on our website, tomorrow? Sunday?
Monday afternoon.
All right, Monday afternoon.
God damn.
Yeah, I know, Jack. What's going on? Jack Silver, the program director. But you can go to the website, timconwayjr.com.
No, you got to go to 971fmtalk.com.
No, we link to it, don't we?
I have a link to it.
Yeah, you can link to it. Yeah. Or go to 971fmtalk.com and stick it in your iPod there and take it to work with you. I don't know what you do. All right, folks, we do the news every night with Gina Grad, so let's get to it, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
I get along with Gina. I mean, I'm not a huge fan.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
News time.
All right. Gino, what's happening with the news?
Well, with California leading the nation as one of the most financially ruined states in America, Governor Schwarzenegger is now leaning toward major tax hikes for us West Coast residents that will include things like a hike on the gasoline tax to the tune of 12 cents a gallon.
Wow.
A doubling of the vehicle license fee. And apparently, in contrast to that, the governor wanted to cut that fee in half a few years ago.
Yes,
now he
did.
To double it.
Yeah.
A 5% surcharge on income tax and a 1% hike in sales tax.
Wait a minute.
Jesus Christ.
A 5% tax on income tax?
Yeah.
So they're taxing the tax?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's a desperate move, yeah.
I'd like for the governor to point out one state or one country that's ever gotten out of a financial hole by taxing people.
Yeah.
God almighty.
Not good.
Well, I can't believe the stupidity up there in Sacramento.
They're panicking. You know, this is panic mode. And don't you think it's not very Republican?
Well, there are no Republicans up there. He's the only dude up there. Right. And there's a couple of state senators who are Republicans, but there's so few of them that, the Democrats just outnumber them and outvote them. And by the way, Governor Schwarzenegger is not a Republican.
Ah.
He is a Democrat, and he acts like a Democrat. His wife probably runs the show because she's a big Democrat.
Kennedy's.
And he's been very disappointing to all Republicans. Oh. Very disappointing.
Well, we have a little audio for you. In this clip, financial expert Sheldon Berg explains the negative effect these tax hikes will have on the average citizen.
All right, here we go. Hold on to your wallets, gang. You're going to be taxed to death in California.
It's going to cause people to have to tighten their belt even more in a more difficult and a very difficult time where people are anxious and concerned about how they're going to maintain their life, not their lifestyle, but maintain a decent standard of living.
Yeah, I don't know how people are going to get by. I mean, for people just getting by right now, you're going to pay, 12 cents more a gallon in taxes? They're going to tax your taxes. You know, eventually they're going to tax the tax on the taxes.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, because they're already taxing you pay income tax. Then they're going to tax that 5%. And they may, in the next few years, tax the tax 10%.
It seems like the logical next move, actually, when you break it down.
No, it's great. Taxes are terrific. It always pulls every state out of the hole and also pulls every country out of the hole. So
turn things around.
If they just do what Ireland did, the Irish had some of the highest taxes in all of Europe. And they were broke. So instead of raising the taxes, they almost abolished all taxes. Especially for businesses, and the economy went through the roof.
That's amazing.
Gotta lose the taxes. For these people out there earning, $20,000 or $30,000 a year, they can't afford another 18 cents.
No, we can't.
Or 12 cents for a gallon of gas. I mean,
you're right.
Seriously.
I'm serious.
Yeah, you're one of them.
As a heart attack.
And Randy,
you're
another one of them.
I can't.
I don't know how you're living in Los Angeles on the money you're making.
It's pretty slim. Gotta eat a lot of dollar menus.
Ironically, it's pretty slim.
Yeah. Oh, man. 12 cents a gallon. You know, so every time you fill up, let's say you put 10 gallons, that's $1.20. $1.20 a week is $4 or $5 a month. Another $60 a year, $70 a year.
Yeah.
And people just can't afford that. Ah, oh, this state, there's so many stupid people making big decisions. It's very disappointing.
Bass backwards.
All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, Hollywood star Angelina Jolie is said to be creeped out by octuplets mother Nadia Sulman after she received several admiring letters from her. Sources close to Jolie said the 33-year-old Sulman had written to Jolie praising her and supporting her children. But Jolie said it was actually very irritating, and particularly about rumors claiming the single mother had facial surgery to make her look more like Jolie, which Sulman has denied.
Well,
now, if you look at that picture, obviously she's had some work done.
Yeah, I think she's had some work done, and I think she wants to look like Jolie.
Yeah. I don't think she's... I don't think it's...
It's not getting there. It's not quite Angelina Jolie. But that's how effed up people are.
Yeah.
You know, they have... She has six kids with their, you know, her first litter. Then the second litter is eight. And she's got 14 kids right now, and she's spending money, instead of on diapers and formula, she's spending it on trying to look like Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
God almighty.
Well, it seems like she might have done that first, but, you know, some planning, family planning might have been a better idea.
Yeah, but still, if you plan on having 14 kids, you got to lose the surgery. You got to hold on to that money and support those little ones. It's just so bizarre. You don't even, you know, you're sort of exhausted by how crazy everybody is.
Yeah.
You know, you get to the point where you hear a story about a chick having eight kids. You're like, I can't get it up to be pissed anymore. I really can't.
Well, you're desensitized. Yeah. Nothing matters anymore.
I know. You desensitize everything. I thought that would be a major story in the news today, that almost 50 people died in Buffalo in that plane crash. And it was just, it was most of the lead stories in the news today were about the weather.
Ugh.
You know, it's raining in L.A.
Well, by the way,
in Buffalo, 50 people fell out of the sky and died.
Yeah.
I mean, but you are. We're desensitized to all this stuff where it doesn't matter anymore. You know, a building blows up in China, or it was an earthquake in China. And
drag.
70,000 people died, something like that. And you don't even shed a tear. You can't even, you know, grasp how traumatic that is for people.
Yeah.
God almighty, man. All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, in other in vitro news, the fertility doctor who helped the octuplets' mother, Nadia Sulman, become pregnant has given another woman in her late 40s treatment that resulted in her becoming pregnant. Wait for it. With quadruplets.
Hey, what is she, 21, 22?
Late 40s.
Late 40s. Late How 40s. Late?
Jesus Christ.
48, 49?
If you have to say late 40s, it's probably 52.
49, yeah. Right.
The unidentified woman is said to be near the age of 50 and already has three children, but claims she only wanted one more, though she refused to confirm that Dr. Kamrava was her doctor. The Los Angeles Times claimed it had confirmed the information with hospital sources.
Oh, man.
You can't stop.
Dr. Kavra, is that his name?
Kamrava.
Guy's killing us here.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how many people he's put on the planet. God almighty. When is he going to stop doing that?
I don't know. He looked elderly.
And there's no law against him doing that?
Well, actually, it's kicking up a storm, because now they're thinking now they might have to start passing laws.
Yeah, listen, you can't text while you're driving, but you can get six embryos planted in your uterus.
In
your poo nanny.
In
your hoo-ha. And off to the races with eight kids. It's not illegal to have eight kids when you have six, but I can't talk on my cell phone when I drive back to the valley.
Exactly. And they said the debate is now going strong, because they want to start governing in vitro fertilization.
Well, they should. And this woman, this Sulman, is that her name?
Nadia Sulman.
She can be driving around Los Angeles with 14 kids in the car, 14 car seats, and the cops just look at her and give her a howdy-do. You throw a cigarette butt out of your car, and you're going to get the lights and pulled over, and you're going to get a ticket for that.
Absolutely.
You can get a ticket for driving while talking on your phone, driving without your seatbelt, but she can have 14 kids, eight kids after having six, and drive around and nobody bothers her.
Nobody says
anything. God damn it. All right, what else going on in the news?
Well, in other news, the New York Post reports that a veteran New York songwriter who penned Pat Benatar's Shadows of the Night is accusing the country group Rascal Flatts of stealing his iconic 1980s song.
Hmm.
The group is being attacked for the song No Rains, a single off its platinum Still Feels Good album. Famed songwriter D.L. Byron filed a federal lawsuit against Rascal Flatts, their producers, and Disney. Byron is specifically miffed about the first 17 seconds of the song No Rains, which sounds very familiar to the chorus of Shadows from the Night. And if you don't believe me, Tim, we can hear it for ourselves. In this first one, we have Rascal Flatts' intro to their song, No Rains.
All right, here we go. Here's the first one. That's okay. Rascal, right?
That's Rascal Flatts. Now here's the Pat Benatar song from the 1980s, Shadows of the Night.
We're running with the shadows of the night. So baby, take my hand, it'll be alright. Surrender all your dreams to me tonight. They'll come true in the end.
Hmm.
A little bit?
Yeah, I think the jury's going to ask, how much damages can we award, and do you guys have a calculator?
Well, and the thing is, it's not even like just kind of, it's the same key.
Let's start them both at the same time.
Oh.
Ready? One. You ready in there? All right, one, two, three, go.
We're running with the shadows of the night.
Tempo
so
problem.
It sounds like they're playing
together.
It sounds like they're in the band.
Featuring Pat Benatar.
All right, here's just one from Rascal. Listen to it again. See if it's close in your ear to Pat Benatar. How are they going to defend that in court?
Well, was it Michael Bolton that had that famous case that he'd never heard When a Man Loves a Woman? He thought he wrote it or something.
Oh, is that
People
right?
People have crazy defenses.
Yeah, maybe they, you know, the guy in his sleep has his iPod on.
Yeah.
And that happens to my wife. She sleeps with her iPod on occasionally. And then she'll hear a song a couple days later and she'll be able to sing it because she knows it because she heard it in her sleep.
Osmosis.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's going on with these rascals.
Yeah.
All right, the rascals are taking Pat's music. All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, finally in the news tonight, in case you didn't realize it, today is the first of three Friday the 13th this year. Do you know there were three of them?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, the next one comes in March, followed by November 13th. Mm. And such a triple whammy comes around only about 11 years, every 11 years or so. Historians say that the superstitious event may date back to biblical times when the 13th guest at the Last Supper betrayed Jesus.
Oh, boy.
And by the Middle Ages, both Friday and 13 were considered bearers of bad fortune. And I just pulled a couple of quick pieces of Friday the 13th trivia for you, if you like.
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, many hospitals have no room 13, while some tall buildings skip the 13th floor. Does this building have a 13th floor?
I don't know. Probably.
You think? Yeah. Not too superstitious?
Yeah, this building doesn't. They don't care.
No.
You know, they probably have a 13th floor, and it's cooled by the same swamp cooler that this floor is.
Jesus Christ.
Well, fear of Friday the 13th, one of the most popular myths in science, is called para... Periscava decatriophobia, as well as Frigga Trisca decaphobia.
Mm. What's his name again?
Frigga Trisca decaphobia.
Jesus Christ.
Which means the fear of the number 13. Having a healthy fear of the number 13, President Franklin D. Roosevelt would not travel on the 13th day of any month and would never host 13 guests at a meal.
Wow.
And my very, very favorite piece of trivia, superstitious diners in Paris can hire a 14e or a professional 14th guest.
Really?
For their dinner parties, yes.
Oh, who's doing that? Who's that crazy?
Superstitious French people.
Oh, bubba. All right, anything else going on in the news?
That's what's going on.
All right, the news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
I got gonorrhea from Gina.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll fill it with words.
Oh, boy. All right, tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and all guys love Valentine's Day because you can only go right. Nothing can go wrong, and you bring out your romantic side. You want to be romantic. Let the romance begin.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm not a, I know you'll be shocked by this, but I'm not a very romantic guy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, couldn't you believe that, Dougie? Just never have been, probably never will be. And that's just the way I roll around, you know? And my wife would be so shocked and so probably pissed if tomorrow I had, you know, rose petals that went from the kitchen to the bedroom, and I had candles in the bedroom, and I hired like a masseur, a masseuse, and sat there next to each other being massaged. You're probably like, what the hell are these people doing in the house? And who's going to clean up this mess with all the, you know, these rose petals? What's going on with you? But I'm not very romantic. And you know what? I have a feeling that most women like guys who are not romantic. I think if you're romantic, you know, you're with the candles and the, you know, the champagne and the chocolate dipped strawberries and all that stuff. I think you're a little soft. And chicks don't want to be with guys who are, you know, perceived as real soft. They don't. They want a guy who, you know, is going to kick the crap out of somebody if somebody F's with them. Not a guy who's going to have, you know, vanilla candles in the bedroom and, you know, walk around in a shorty robe. It's a red satin for Valentine's Day. But we could take some calls on this from, well, mostly chicks, I guess. Maybe some dudes. Do you like romantic guys? I mean, is that something that, you know, that I'm completely on out of, coming out of left field here? I'm on the moon when it comes to this. But I think most chicks do not like romantic guys. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. What do you think about romantic guys? You can call us if you're a guy or a girl. You know, if you want a guy, you want to chime in on your a-hole buddies who are romantic that make you look like an a-hole. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I think romantic guys are guys in their 20s who are looking to get chicks, and their parents or their mom has had a lot of influence on their life. But if your dad has had a lot of influence in your life, I don't think romance is part of your A-game. I think you sort of try to shy away from it. Now, Gina Grad, do you like romantic guys?
You know what? I want to sit here and hate on you and say you're totally wrong, but unfortunately, I think you're totally right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You don't like it, huh?
No.
Too soft?
It makes me very uncomfortable.
Right.
All of a sudden, I feel like if you're going to play the part as the cliche romantic guy, I have to play the part as the cliche romantic girl, and I get uncomfortable. So I understand.
Okay. Yeah, and then Valentine's Day sort of forces you to be romantic, you know, sort of forces you to slow down and be who you're not. And then you resent that. You know, you resent the fact that corporate America is telling you, hey, buddy, you got to take off that, you know, that jumpsuit and no longer fight fires. You got to now put on some nice slacks and get to a decent restaurant and come home and really show her the soft side of you. And I think that's a turnoff for a lot of chicks. They're like, F that guy. Romantic. He's not romantic. Guy's, you know, looking for the old stickeroo. That's what I think about romantic guys. I think they're, and again, probably get a lot of emails and calls on this, but who cares? I think romantic guys are one step away from becoming a love of the stick.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Like the become old stickeroos. And I don't even know if gay guys are romantic. Are gay guys romantic with other guys?
Can
you,
yeah.
imagine that? Imagine like going home on Valentine's Day and you look down and you're like, oh, wait, there's rose petals. What happened here? No. There's a sign here, follow the rose petals. And you go into the rose and you go into the bedroom and your husband or your boyfriend is sitting there in a shorty robe and he's made you, I don't know, a steak. And then you gotta take your clothes off and eat that steak and hit that stick. Jesus Christ. Can you imagine how uncomfortable it is for guys who are, you know, like, you know, guys who are just regular guys. They happen to be gay, but they're real, you know, guys. And they're hanging out with a dude who wants to be romantic with them and like hold them and cuddle. Ugh, enough. Enough with society. I gotta leave this planet. Let's talk to Angelina, I believe, in San Gabriel. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Tim.
How are you, baby?
First listener, first caller, kind of.
Okay. We'll put you down. We'll put you down for a first listener and a first caller.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. All right. So, what do you got? You like romantic guys?
Oh, definitely. Oh, why not?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it says something about you.
Oh no! I mean, my boyfriend's very romantic. We just went out to dinner tonight, early Valentine's Day. So, I think romance is the key to a relationship. How can it not be?
How old are you?
I'm 19.
And how old is he?
He's 19.
Yeah, you guys are still in that puppy love stage where,
not really. I mean, we've been together for a while. I mean,
yeah, but he's banging a 19-year-old. Of course he's going to be romantic.
Not even, because some days he doesn't have it, but other days he does, but it's nice.
What does he do for a living?
He works at a warehouse.
Yeah, so he's a big guy, huh?
No.
Small guy.
He's 5'6". He's buff. He's a cutie.
Oh, yeah. Now it's coming together. Guys, we can't use that term on the air, but you can say okay. You can say a-hole.
Okay, he's an a-hole sometimes.
All right. But I think guys who are under... We got a bad connection with you, Angelina, so we're going to press on. But I think guys who are, I don't know, maybe 5'9 and under, I think you've got to be romantic.
Crap!
Yeah. I think guys that are tall don't have to be. It's one of the advantages of being tall. You don't be romantic. You're 5'2". You got to get those flowers rolling. You got to get them chocolates. Get that bath. Throw those bubbles in there. You're 5'2". You got to do everything. At 5'3", 5'4", you got to do everything to get chicks. You got to be romantic. You got to be tough. You got to be an a-hole. You got to be nice. You're all over the joint. But guys that are 5'9" and taller, I don't think have to play in the romance box. All right, let's talk to Nikki in Laguna Niguel. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim. How are you doing?
All right. You into romantic dudes?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Thank God there's somebody left in Southern California.
I'm totally into guys. And romantic to me is like when my boyfriend buys my favorite bottle of wine.
There you go.
Flowers once a year.
There you go. That's perfect. And how old are you?
I'm 28.
28. You always been this way?
Yeah, always been this way. I totally love watching sports with my boyfriend and doing like guy type of things. And once in a while, I love going out to eat and stuff like that. But rose petals, I'd be like, what is wrong with you? What are you doing?
No kidding. Yeah, what are you waiting for? Some guy to come in here?
I know. I'd be like, yeah, you definitely love the chick.
Yeah, and I also think that when, girls say, I prefer you to be more romantic. Well, I like to say to those girls, I prefer you be able to throw the football around with me, but you can't do that. You're not making any moves towards that. I'd love to be able to go out and play golf with you, but, you play like a 3-year-old on the links.
Definitely.
And they never make a move towards that. Let's throw the baseball around, and they throw like a girl and, 12 feet, they short hop you 12 feet on every throw.
That'd be really weird if they were really good at the sports. Then I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah, but you know what? That. But they could be good at sports if they put some effort into it. So they want us to put effort into being romantic, but they have no desire to put any effort in to be able to throw a decent curveball back to you.
Yeah, so it's like it works both ways. That's
exactly right, Nadine. Sorry, Nikki. Nikki, we're going to give you something here. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to the Toshiba Classic happening at Newport Beach Country Club on March 2nd to the 8th.
Nice.
Visit ToshibaClassic.com for more information.
Okay, great.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Okay, great.
All right, there she goes. What is the Toshiba Classic? At the is that volleyball or golf?
I think it's golf.
And they're playing at Newport Beach Country Club?
I have no idea.
Let's look that up and see what the Toshiba Classic is. Because I don't know if we're giving away tickets to golf or volleyball. But if it's golf, I'd like to go to that.
Timmy, it looks like golf.
Golf. All right. Toshiba Classic happening at the Newport Beach Country Club. That makes sense. March 2nd through the 8th. That makes sense, too, because golf is usually 5 or 6 days. So get on out there and watch the golfers. All right. Romantic guys. You into them or they're very close to the old stick of rope? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. When I see you on the street, my whole body gets weak. When you stand, singing the crown, you'll
me so loud. Girl, do I do what you do when I do my love to you?
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. It is already Valentine's Day on the East Coast. It's 12:40 back there, or 12:43. And I think it really goes against guys' basic nature to be romantic. And you'll know that by the struggle that you go through to try to be romantic. Nothing comes natural. You always have to think about it. Oh, should I do this? Should I get flowers? Oh, what else? Oh, yeah, candles. You always have to think. It doesn't come naturally. You know, if you go out and the guys say, hey, let's throw the ball around, you know, at the park, you don't have to think about anything. You know, you can get the three guys to play touch football. The 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000 rule for the guy rushing the passer. And then you got the one guy blocking or the two receivers. And everybody knows the rules. You don't have to think about it. When you go golfing, no, you don't have to think about the rules. Everybody knows, you know, you got to keep score, what clubs you use. But when you're romantic, you got to sit there and like, all right, how does this work again? And I think that's what it is. It goes against guys' basic nature, and that's why we're always so uncomfortable with it. Let's talk to Patrick in La Habra. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you, sir?
I'm not too bad. How about yourself, sir?
All right. You a romantic guy?
Oh, of course.
Okay, now you're a straight guy or into the old stickeroo?
I hate to be that frank, but I'm into the old stickeroo.
Okay.
Fantastic.
All right. And are you dating a guy right now?
Yes, I have a boyfriend of 4 years right now.
Okay, and is he romantic too?
Oh, of course.
So talk us through tomorrow. What's going to happen tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow I'll probably get up. I'll go to work. I actually work in a kosher deli, and my boyfriend works over at, he works at the pier in Long Beach.
Right.
Sort of a big guy, always comes home dripping with animal sensuality. But as soon as I get off of work, I'll probably come home. He might have dinner ready. If I get home first, I might cook dinner. It's right. Up in the air, really.
And what will happen after dinner?
Oh, don't you dare ask a question like that.
Now, do you get each other a card or flowers?
For Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And
I get him flowers. He'll get me flowers. Last year, I don't think I can tell you about last year.
Can't you guys go in halvesies and just buy one dozen?
I don't think that's quite as romantic. You have to think about it. We're two guys, like...
Right.
I'm a romantic guy. He's a romantic guy. We like to just do things like that.
Right. And then will you like, you'll give him a massage tomorrow or there might be candles involved?
I think I might. He likes to have a little bit of that wax drawn on him. It's a little weird, but I guess he's into it.
So the hot wax on his back?
Yeah, just a little bit.
All right. And how long will the session last tomorrow night, you think?
The session tomorrow night will probably... I don't know, depending, anywhere between an hour and a half to maybe 2 hours, depending on if there's any foreplay or not.
Wow. Yeah. Is the cleanup different than guys who are going to have heterosexual sex tomorrow night? I mean, can you just bang around and fall asleep?
Take care of that.
Okay. Well, that answers that question, my brother. All right, Patrick, we thank you for calling. We're going to give you, you like golf?
I love golf.
You do? Excellent. We're going to give you a pair of one-day tickets to the Toshiba Classic happening at the Newport Beach Country Club.
Oh, did we figure that out? Is that golf?
Yeah, it's golf. We figured it out. We all put it all together.
Fantastic. Am I getting one ticket or am I going to be able to take my boyfriend Anthony with me?
You can take your boyfriend with you.
Awesome.
And you can look at all those hot guys in those, golf slacks all day.
Oh, yeah, those are my favorite. Lord knows I can't get enough plaid.
Yeah. All right, man. All right, so hold on one sec. We'll give those to you. All right, there he goes. Look at that, Patrick. Very romantic. Visit ToshibaClassic.com for more information. And get down there and hang around with Patrick and his pal. And watch the golfers down there. Let's talk to Barbara in Torrance. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
All right.
So, perfect Valentine's Day is a day of golf and a night of poker.
Hey, that's pretty cool for you.
Yeah.
Now, how old are you? I'm going to try to guess how old you are.
Oh, great.
All three of us are going to take a shot here. I'm going to say 17. Randy?
I'm going to say 18.
18. Gina?
17.
17. How old are you?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
53?
53? You sound like you're in high school.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, it keeps me young playing golf and poker.
I guess so. Which do you like better?
It's tough. I play golf a couple times a week, and cards as often as he'll take me.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You know?
And when you're hitting those links, was it can you roll through a pack and a half?
I've been known to. My game suffers a bit, but,
right.
Some days you just have to give up the game for the good time.
Yeah, I understand that.
For the better time.
Yeah, you get into like a coughing fit on the ninth hole and bothering all the other golfers. All right, Barbara, you're the best, baby.
Hey, thanks
for calling.
Got some tickets to the Toshiba for me?
You know, we don't, but we'll put you on hold. Maybe we'll have some next week. Oh, you got some more? You got, Gina, you got more? Is that right?
Just for Barbara, because, you know, she sounds so youthful.
Nah, I'm guessing that Patrick, the gay guy, didn't take the tickets. Is that right?
When I asked him his name, he goes, my name is...
Fantastic.
All right. Hold on one sec, Barbara. We'll give you tickets to the golf.
Great.
All right. There she goes. God almighty. How could we have been so wrong? I thought she sounded like she was in high school. God damn. All right, romantic guys, you like them or are they pain in the ass? Let's talk to a Robbie in Granada Hills. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim. What's going on?
Hey.
I've been listening to you a long time.
Hey, look at you, dude.
Hey, you know what? You got any more of those tickets?
I don't think so. I think we're out. All right. Please, for God's sake.
God damn it.
We can't use that vulgar language on the air. Don't make me go into the speech and what we can and can't use, all right? Let's talk to a Mary in Palm Springs. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm on my way to Palm Springs with the most romantic guy in the world.
Oh, boy, really?
Yes, he's taking me on a bicycle ride tomorrow for 100 miles.
100 miles?
Yes, we're doing the Tour Palm Springs. It's an organized bike ride down there.
And you can do that all in one day?
Yeah. It takes about 5 to 6 hours.
100 miles?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So that's my Valentine's gift.
Yeah, but that doesn't seem like that's romantic. That seems like pain in the ass.
Literally and figuratively, yes.
Yeah. Now, when you get back, is he going to give you a massage? You going to get dinner going?
He actually just told me a little while ago he's going to buy me a big steak.
A big steak. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy yourself. All right. Be careful out there.
Okay, thanks.
All right. There she goes. You know, you never see, speaking of romance anymore, and I don't even think this exists, but maybe, Gina, I think you might be too young to have ever seen this. Maybe you when you were a kid. But you remember, I think when, like, moms used to get pregnant or maybe, like, a gift for mom, it used to be the styrofoam clown holding some balloons, and then it had hard candy stapled to the whole body.
Yes!
You never see those anymore.
No, and with good reason, don't you think?
You never see them anymore. They always get, like, given to women who are pregnant or just had a baby. And the clown with the big head and the balloons. Congratulations, and then 1,000 pieces of candy, usually like butterscotch.
Well, ironically, don't you think that's a real bad like recall gift? Because lots of little balloons and little candies for your newborn baby to choke on.
Right. Yeah. Seems like a bad idea. All right. Romance. Is it a natural instinct for guys? And do chicks like it? Let's talk to Ray in Ventura. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How you, dude?
Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Sorry about that. You threw me off with the name, Ray.
What's his name again? Romantic guys are okay, but I prefer surprises, and Valentine's Day is kind of predictable.
You're absolutely right.
I prefer celebrating love every day in just small little ways. And he's not romantic, but he's a creative guy. Like, he's an excellent cook, and, you know, I'll wake up one day just to breakfast. So it's just randomly throughout the day, but paying too much for flowers and chocolate because it's Valentine's Day is kind of retarded.
Right. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, to pay, I don't know what flowers are for a dozen roses anymore on Valentine's Day, but I think it's close to like $75.
I'm just happy getting a random flower every now and then just because it's kind of silly, but you know what? I wanted to tell you that song you guys just played, it actually sounds like Kid Courageous. Just like it.
You mean the one that sounded like Pat Benatar?
Yes. Actually, listen to Kid Courageous. It's Kid Courageous.
Wait, it's Kid Courageous. You know, Pat Benatar's song sounds like Kid Courageous?
No, the song that they're...
The Rascal song.
Like, Pat Rascal sounds like Kid Courageous. Like, listen to it. Just listen to the song, Kid Courageous. It's totally that song. You know what song I'm talking about?
I don't know what song.
It's that song. Is she really going out with him?
Oh, I see. Right. All right. Then it sounds like this. Is that pretty similar?
Yeah, it sounds just like
everybody has a song out like that. We should put our own song out like that. Why not?
Awesome.
All right, Ray, thanks for calling, baby.
Bye-bye.
All right, there she goes, everybody. She had a Las Vegas phone number. She calling from Vegas? No? Must have been a cell phone. All right, and I would check, folks, if you are going to Vegas this weekend, I'd check the Cajon Pass and see what the traffic's like. There's a major storm blowing through there. And we'll try to get you that information if you're buzzing out to Vegas. I think I got it right here. California Highway Patrol incident information. Let's see here. Weather.
L.A., Orange County, the Valley. It's 97.1, the FM talk station with a check on Southland traffic.
Thank you very much. All right, we don't know. Caltrans road conditions by highway number. I guess we should check that out. But there's a lot of people going out to Vegas. And what is that, the 15 out there? I think it's the 15 freeway. So let me just take a quick check and see here for you so you don't get effed. Let's see here. In Southern California area, the 15 is closed from 15 miles south of Nevada state line at the Bailey Road, San Bernardino County, to the Nevada state line at Prim Valley from 1,000 hours. What would that be? I don't know, 10 o'clock? 10 o'clock to 1,400 hours. Why don't they just do it like everybody else does time? That's 2 o'clock every Wednesday through Thursday. That's not this incident. But we'll check out. We'll find out what's happening on the Cajon Pass, because that could be a nightmare for you guys getting out to trying to get out to Vegas. All right, are you looking? You check that out? Cajon Pass. Thanks, buddy. All right, romantic guys around Valentine's Day. You into it? Let's talk to about Jason in Van Nuys. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm good, Tim. How are you?
All right. What do you got?
Well, I wouldn't call myself a romantic guy. I got a girl, and, you know, I get her flowers all the time and stuff, you know, just to be nice. But I honestly think that, you know, back in the day when people were romantic, it might have been a better thing. And maybe that's what one of the problems is with the world today is, you know, people don't think like that, you know?
Yeah, but it just seemed to go against everybody's natural instinct, don't you think?
Yeah, I do somewhat, but, you know, what was the difference back then? It didn't seem to, you know, when my parents were coming up and stuff.
Was your dad romantic?
I wouldn't call him romantic either, but I imagine that he was when he was courting my mom, you know? I mean, they're still married and stuff, you know, happily, and I don't know. I mean, I just think it might be a nice change.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I think it's for the birds. I think it's over.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. We're going to check out the traffic for you on the 5 and the 15, because I know a lot of people going up at San Francisco and also Las Vegas. So when we come back, we'll have those reports for you. And then completely open phones as well. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Danny and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Get complete shows now at 97.1fmtalk.com.